I could contend that the same service should be in Donegal, facilitated in the Cork. People are from here to Cork. But it's also St. Joseph's and everything else with good laundries there that was given local employment. So therefore, I think a whole survey would have been necessary to establish where the benefits were, because Letterkenny, naturally, my understanding when the laundry was running there, it was running at about 18 workers to 20. And if you look at 18 alone, you're talking about 30,000 per year. It's 540,000, we'll say, over a year, being distributed in the local community. So those are the concerns I'm expressing. And I think that before such things is done like this, some consideration should be extended to, we'll say, who's been put out of work, particularly in Donegal, where we have such deprivation. And as I said at council meetings, I'm not afraid to say it here again today, and that is this. When you get people outside Donegal referring to Donegal as being deprived and loss of services and other things, and you only have the post office and Garda closures and all the other stuff, I'm not going to go into that detail today, but nevertheless, it has a big impact on the income and the economy of Donegal as a county.
Now, the hospital may claim that using this company in Cork is more cost effective to the running of the hospital long term.
Shall I say to you, I said to you already, and I have no question at all about what the hospital will contain, but I'm just suggesting let's look at the overall picture for Donegal. Why don't we have such a service established in Donegal, multiplied, catering for all the things, and still saving money? I'm talking about the options open to any government or any department looking at such services, and HSE particularly. I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem. And I can certainly guarantee to you that'll be the first thing they'll come up with. Oh, it's more beneficial, it's cost effective and all the rest of it. Why can't we provide such a service in Donegal and attract the same stuff from all over, from here to Cork, if you like, along the way? And even across border at the present, there's a need for consideration that we participate in a cross-border basis with, even look at Derry and other places like that. Let's look collectively at what we can do and stop talking about political decisions and political decisions that actually intrude in people's lives to a great extent. Let's realise we have a small country of about 6.4 million people. Let's deal with issues like this. I mean, I could go on to road making, but I don't want to diversify from what I'm talking about. It's only one issue relating to a whole lot of other issues that could be addressed by the authorities who are within the state and in a manner that would say still provides a fair share of the economic value to people that live in the areas.